This is Akashvani, the news read by Shagun Chopra. National Security Advisor Ajit Doval has said that India succeeded in Operation Sindoor by using indigenous technology, thereby hitting 9 or 8 of 10 targets in 28 minutes, crisscrossing Pakistan. In his speech at the 62nd convocation of IIT Madras today, he said that the Indian military had the state-of-the-art indigenous technology like BrahMos, integrated air command systems and radars in the battlefield during Operation Sindoor.
13 air bases of Pakistan now, before 10th May and after 10th May, whether it was in Sargodha or it was in Rahim Yar Khan or it was in Chakrala or it was in Rawalpindi, including the Bellary where they have got the AVEX, the Avoidance Control System. Now, I'm not telling any of this thing. I'm only telling what the foreign media, on the basis of the imageries, have put this thing, the images. So we very good achieve. We are capable of doing that.
The National Security Advisor called upon the students and the youth to make the country a developed state in 2047 by inventing technologies using resources including rare earth minerals, artificial intelligence and quantum computing. Union Home Minister Amit Shah today chaired a high-level meeting on the rejuvenation of the Yamuna River in New Delhi. Union Ministers Manohar Lal Khattar, C.R. Patil, Delhi Chief Minister Rekha Gupta and Union Home Secretary Govind Mohan, along with other senior officials, attended the meeting. The discussion focused on coordinated efforts and action plans to restore and rejuvenate the Yamuna River. In Jammu and Kashmir, the State Investigation Agency, SIA, conducted raids at 3 locations in Jammu, Doda and Handwara as part of a terror financing probe. The searches targeted a conspiracy involving cross-border funding through cryptocurrency to fuel terrorism and destabilize peace. Health Minister of Gujarat Rishikesh Patel said that the government has conducted a high-level investigation into the Vadodara Bridge incident. According to the preliminary report of the investigation committee, the Mujpur Gambhira Bridge collapsed due to pedestrian and articulation crush. Mr. Patel said this today during a visit to the Gambhira Bridge incident site at Mujpur in Padra Taluka of Vadodara district. He also mentioned that the committee will submit a detailed report within 30 days. The Indian Railways has signed a Memorandum of Understanding with the Dedicated Freight Corridor Corporation of India Limited for the installation of Machine Vision-Based Inspection System, MVIS, to boost train safety. MVIS is a modern artificial intelligence and machine learning-based technology solution that captures high-resolution images of the undergear of moving trains and automatically detects any hanging, loose or missing components. Heavy Industries Minister H.D. Kumaraswamy today launched a scheme to incentivize electric trucks or e-trucks under the PM E-Drive scheme. This is the first time that the government has launched support for electric trucks to help the country's transition to clean and sustainable freight mobility. Speaking on the occasion, Mr. Kumaraswamy said a dedicated provision has been made to reserve incentives for approximately 1,100 e-trucks registered in Delhi with an outlay of 100 crore rupees. Several regions of Himachal Pradesh have been experiencing intense monsoon rainfall since last night. The Meteorological Department has issued a heavy rain alert for most parts of the state today as well. An orange alert for rain has been issued for Sunday, while a yellow alert remains in effect until July 17. Our correspondent reports that Himachal Pradesh has already received 23% more than normal rainfall for the month of July. In cricket, host England were 275 for 7 in their first innings against India at Lord's when reports last came in. England resumed the play at the overnight score of 251 for 4 against India on day 2 of the third test of the Anderson Tendulkar Trophy. England ended day 1 with a strong grip on match with Joe Root unbeaten at 99 and Ben Stokes at 39 at the crease. In Wimbledon tennis, 6-seed and 7-time champion Novak Djokovic will lock horns with top seed Jannik Sinner of Italy in men's singles semi-final in London this evening. The 38-year-old Serbian is only 2 victories away from an unprecedented 25th Grand Slam title. And that is the end of this news bulletin.